Yeah, I am intrigued by your comment about Taxotere being better tolerated than paclitaxel. And that's not my impression clinically in terms of our patient population. And I would say that we do tend to see more skin toxicity with the Taxotere. We tend to see more of the peripheral edema. And I think most significantly in our population is the asthenia that one tends to see.
May I ask what dose of Taxol you're using?
On a Q3 week, it'll be between 135 to 150 per meter squared.
Yeah, and that's the real issue, is that we tend to underdose the Taxol quite a bit. And I would say if you used a similar dosing schedule with Taxotere, you would be dosing anywhere between 45 and 50 per meter squared Q3 week at an equivalent dose, because the full dose of Taxol being 225 per meter squared over 3 hours, with Taxotere at 75. And so definitely if you're using 75 of Taxotere as your experience, and that's what we've ingrained to be learned, and you're not using 225 of Taxol, I would totally agree with your statement that you will see better tolerability. But I would challenge to say if you used 45 of docetaxel or 50 of docetaxel, you would find it to be very easy with less asthenia as well.
I guess the other thing, Ed, is the question of intent to treat. We hear you're trying to improve cure rate. I think we're kind of used to thinking about this taxane question in the palliative setting, but what do we know about dose and adjuvant effect in lung cancer?
Well, if you believe Terry LeChevalier, he was big on getting a certain amount of cisplatin dose in to his patients in the trial. And the goal they set forward with is 240 per meter squared in the International Adjuvant Lung Trial. And so that's why they gave you multiple different dosings for cisplatin and just get to 240 somehow. I don't think we have any data to suggest dose intensity right now in lung cancer makes that big a difference. And we are used to treating people in the metastatic setting and others. But I think now when we start considering treating people like in breast cancer, like in colon cancer, in an adjuvant setting, you don't really want to go back too far on the dose, and you want to try and give them their full few cycles because you know it's not going to be indefinite, and so we feel we can tolerate that.
Let's get back to this case.
Did okay for a couple of months. I was about to restage him when he came into the office complaining of some chest discomfort and increasing fatigability as well as dysphagia. I examined him, and he had once again an unremarkable physical exam. His BUN and creatinines had remained stable throughout the treatment. But I got to repeat the PET CT scan, and not to be surprised, sure enough, there was moderately extensive mediastinal disease with both paratracheal and subcarinal lymphadenopathy.
And again, he was still asymptomatic?
Well, I think a bit more symptomatic in terms of he was feeling some pressure symptomatology as well.
Pressure, where did he feel it?
Esophageal. He had some mild dysphagia, which prompted a bit of weight loss.
Any suggestion of SVC?
No, no evidence of SVC.